You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa Federation Square si Michael Katayas at si Mr. Married at First Sight, Patty Miller.
Hello.
Magandang araw.
Hey, how you doing?
Kamusta?
Yan, salamat at pumunta kayo dito ng dalawa. Alam kong busy kayo.
No worries.
All good.
Alright, una muna, kamusta na? Or how is life after Married at First Sight, Patty?
Life has really changed for me. It's, I went on there to find love. And I think it's made my life a bit more difficult in that area. So, you know, social media plays a really big part in, in reality TV these days, especially with the reality TV stars. So I opened up my Instagram account a week before the show. And then now, you know, it's almost, 85,000 people, 96% women. So, you know, the women were a little bit ruthless.
Isn't that what you were after, to meet the right one?
Well, not, 75,000 plus. I just wanted one. I was happy with one.
And how did that change your view on love?
On love. There's a lot of people trying to get my attention at the moment, especially, the females. And I don't know who's, their intentions. So I guess, after all the smoke disappears and everything and see who's the last one standing, that's when I'll probably, I'll settle down and select someone, or, try to settle down.
So your mom's Filipina.
Yep, correct.
And you are the only son
among
four children?
That's correct. I've got three younger sisters.
And you are the oldest.
Correct.
So you are the favorite son.
Yeah, I am.
So how is it like growing with four other women in the house?
I'm really different from my sisters. So my parents, they split up when I was 10 years old, and I chose to live with my dad. And all my sisters, even though the two youngest ones weren't born yet, but everyone sort of went off to my mum's side. My dad had his problems, and it was a really interesting upbringing for me. And yeah, it was really different, very different.
You still get to see your mum.
Yeah, so it was an interesting living situation because my Lola and Lolo were actually living with us. They brought me up while my mum was working. I was born, Lola and Lola looked after me, and my dad was there. So it was weird. My parents split up, but mum moved away, but it was my grandparents and my dad.
Your Pinoy grandparents.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So they were my parents.
So you were exposed to the Filipino stuff a lot.
Yeah, it was all the time.
And Michael, your mom is Filipina?
Yes, she is.
So she moved here when she was young.
Yes,
with her family.
Right. Yep.
Pagkatapos, kailan lang ay nakita mo o na-meet mo yung daddy mo?
I just met him, it's been 3 weeks now. Just thought it'd be time to search for my dad, and my dad's name's in my name, so George Jinaka. So what I did, I searched it up, and I found him on Facebook. It's crazy. We're in the 21st century. And
he's here? Yeah. So Melbourne?
He is in Melbourne, that's correct. Wow. And and then I reached out to him. We spoke, when you meet somebody for the first time, you can really feel that click. I found out the real story. I forgave him. I really want to get to know him. So
never mo siyang na-meet?
Never my whole life. I never knew who he was. Never.
So anong naisip mo na hanapin mo siya?
It's a strange feeling. A very strange feeling. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's something that I can't really express. It's a feeling that it's just, when you, like I said, when you click with somebody, you feel that,
mm-hmm.
you feel that love, and you kind of feel like, yeah, he's blood. So... Mm.
Kamukha mo ba daddy mo?
I think I have the same eyes. He looks like he's in the mafia though. So he's a bit cooler than me, I'm just saying.
So ikaw naman, pumunta ka sa Pilipinas.
Yes, I did.
Nagtrabaho ka doon.
Yes.
So ano yung naisip mo kung bakit gusto mong pumunta sa Pilipinas?
So why I want to go there again? The reason being is because for myself, what I like to do, I love the entertainment industry. I love, basketball as well. Out here, I feel like it's more of the working vibes and where there's not much opportunity here in Australia. I feel like in the Philippines, there's a lot more in the sense that I want to do. So I want to do a lot more TV stuff, commercials, endorsements. You have a lot of opportunity there. And it's just a lovely place. Everyone's very welcoming, loving, and they give you the opportunity. They want you to go up there and succeed.
Kasama ka ni sa Aldab 2 years ago.
Yes, Aldab 2 years ago. That's correct. We were at the Philippine Arena. I remember that.
So, parang concert ba to?
It was the concert. It was a packed. It was apparently it was compared to the Super Bowl, but it was packed. It was even the Ellen Show was talking about it because it was big.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, ano yung feeling mo na nandun ka, lahat sila nagtatagalog, tapos ikaw. Did it feel like fish out of water?
To be honest, yeah, but they speak English and they always say nosebleed. So they make a joke. They make a joke out of it. Like, kuya, nosebleed ko. I'm like, natutunan na pag Tagalog. I'm like, I want to learn. Talk to me. And then they start talking when I don't understand. I'll say, I don't understand. They're like, they don't want to talk.
Cast ka dun sa...
I was. I was part of the That's My Bay. So That's My Bay is like a group of dancers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we the main song is Twerk Like Miley. Twerk Like Miley. And then Aldub and stuff like that were part of it. Alden was always part of our group.
So, masaya.
Yes. So we were dancing. We danced with Yazzie Pressman too. She was amazing. She was amazing. She was lovely. Yeah, so we did. I did the commercial with him too for Mitsubishi.
Sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, in the Philippines, yeah. Everything beyond.
Sumali ka rin sa X Factor. Sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
You went on the X Factor.
I went on the X Factor, but dude, it was so funny.
Kumanta ka, sumayaw ka?
Both. I sang and I danced, but I basically did it for exposure. Mm. I got recognized after that.
Yeah.
Tapos nag-Cosmo.
Cosmo Bachelor, Top 69 Bachelors. Yes, I did that.
Sa Pilipinas din.
In the Philippines too, yeah.
Pero sa Australia, Mr. Australia ka.
That's right. And I got sent from here, myself and Nina. I'm not too sure if you know who Nina Robertson is. She was doing the Mucha Philippines. So myself and her got sent over. So I was the face of Australia and I went against roughly around 25 countries, which was, it was a great experience.
That was a year or two ago.
I would say so, yes.
So 2016, busy ka.
Yes, 2016, I was very busy. And I think about it.
Yeah. At ngayon, balik ka sa Australia, nagmo-model ka rin, hindi ba?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah, I do.
Ikaw yung nasa billboard ng NAB?
Yes, just recently. That was unexpected. I didn't expect it to go that big. I thought it was just going to be on pamphlets.
Mm-hmm. So yung nakita mo ba yung interest mo sa showbiz dahil sa mommy mo, pagka Pilipino mo, exposure nung bata ka, or...
No. Actually, maybe it did come from my mom because my mom is a little bit of an attention seeker herself. When I was a kid, she used to like doing the lambada.
Ah, so magaling si Maya mami mo.
Yeah, so she used to perform and dance lambada. Maybe I got it from my mom's side. And my funny thing is, for the minimal time that I know my dad, he was in the entertainment industry too. He used to manage Greek singers and stuff like that in Greece. So maybe I got him from both of them, I'd say. But dancing for my mom especially, I don't think my dad dances. But I think he possibly could sing. I could talk, I'll ask him. I'm not the best singer though.
Ikaw, Patty. Mm-hmm. Anong sabi ng mommy mo nung sabi mong, sasali ako sa Married at First Sight?
Well, so say it again. So
what did your mom say when you said, I'm going to join Married at First Sight?
Mom said, she thought I was crazy. She's like, what the hell are you doing? I can't believe you're doing it. Don't do it. And next time I talked to her about it, the film crews were at her house and we were filming, so she didn't really have a choice.
Did she get upset with you after that?
She was okay with it. My mum is a very protective mother and she doesn't like to look, doesn't want to be seen in a bad light. So she's always got her guard up. But the funny thing was, when this show actually came out, and, she was reading all the social media comments and she was just going through everything. She'd be like, messaging me, Patrick, hey, did you see that comment by that person? And, she was very protective.
So did you have to teach her not to read and not to react?
I told her and she goes, yes, Patrick, don't worry. I won't be looking at it, but she'd be on the couch, looking at the TV and looking
at
her
phone.
But I heard
she's got a huge following as well.
She does. And now her following has reached over to Portugal. She's very popular over there.
So she's more popular than you now.
No, I'd say I'm more popular than her. But, I get messages and people are saying, wow, your mum, she's amazing.
So, I have sisters as well.
Yep.
And you're the only brother. Mm-hmm. Well, they're like, who are you seeing? What's with the girls? Were they like that?
Well,
were they critical of the women you date or dated?
No. So, you know, being the eldest boy, it's basically...
You're the kuya.
Yeah. I tell my sisters what's going on. If I don't agree with something, you know, they're cool with it. Except for the second sister, my real sister. She doesn't listen to me. I call her my little big sister.
Because she knows better than you.
She's younger and she thinks she's
like the ate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, but do you like say, no, you can't see that boy or...
I try, but the only time I'll hear that my sisters have got a problem with their boyfriends is when the boyfriends come to me and they're crying.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So they can handle themselves. They're totally fine.
Growing up in Australia, both of you are planning to go back or to go to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw nagbabalik ka, Michael. Tapos ikaw magbo-basketball ka din? Are you going to play basketball?
No, so I'm a little bit older now. I'm 35. You know, the basketball career is over, but I'd love to do something in the entertainment industry.
Gusto mong pumunta sa Pilipinas para mag-showbiz?
Yes, correct.
What inspired you to, you know, take that leap?
I guess... You know, I have thought of myself a little bit different, you know, my whole life, and you know, it's about time that I actually do something about it. You know, I did play basketball. Well, it was 15 years ago in the Philippines, and that was a fantastic opportunity. But it was a bit difficult because I didn't have a home base over there, and trying to support yourself. And I had my cousins from the province. It was difficult, you know, 20, 21 years old, trying to. You know,
which team did you play for?
The team was the Teletech Titans in the PBL, and the coach was Jerry Cordinera.
He was a famous basketball player when I was young. So you love that?
I love it. It's basketball's been a big part of my life. It's probably the only thing in my life that's taught me any rules. I haven't listened to anyone else but the coaches. And, you know, basketball, it sort of flows onto showbiz. And, that's where I want to go.
Do you have a timetable?
I want to get there by the end of the year. I want to be there and settled by the end of the year. You know, time's getting away and I want to make the most of what I've created here in Australia. You know, not many people have created something here and then gone to the Philippines. It's always do something in the Philippines and come back to Australia. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'll build a good foundation here and then I'll go over there.
What does your mum have to say about it?
I haven't spoken to her about it.
So this is the first time she'll find out about it.
Yeah, she was calling me before, so yeah, I don't know.
Ikaw, Michael, ano yung nagbigay sa'yo ng lakas or strength na bumalik? Because it wasn't easy for you the first time.
No, not at all.
So why do you want to go back?
Oh, I want to go back there because it's what I love to do. I see a lot of opportunity there, and it's just I feel like home. I feel like it's home. Yeah.
And you play basketball as well.
I play basketball. So funny thing is, he's going into the entertainment industry. What I want to do is now go into the basketball. Like, I've always wanted to do basketball, but the entertainment industry just struck at me.
Mm.
And I had so much opportunity, so I kind of took a different... you know, different route.
It's because you're so poggy.
Oh, no, I wish. Look who's talking. Look who's talking.
You have to say he's poggy back.
He is poggy. How many women do you have following you?
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. It's about you now.
So I'm trying to lean more towards the basketball scene. And then after that, I go straight into the entertainment industry. That's what I plan to do.
And do you have a timetable as well?
Yeah, so by the end of next year, summer, I'll be... over playing pro ball, possibly Thailand. Be playing there for a little bit until stuff happens in the PBA.
Mm.
And because you've been training and you've been doing basketball since you were a child.
Yeah, since I was a kid.
You're doing scholarships overseas?
I did something in the States. I got a scholarship to play basketball in America. So what I started was playing in the JUCO in Cyprus, made my way to Chicago, to Moraine Valley, then went to Santa Barbara, then slowly made my way to USC. A Div 2 only.
So and then...
That's it.
Still good.
It's all right. They told me, they're like to me, oh, okay, cool. One of the coaches came next to me and said, hey, Mike, look, NBA is always a dream. I'm not saying you can't make it, but you have a lot more opportunity and more of a chance in the Philippines. You do know that, right? And I said, oh, yeah, nah. So I went there to the Philippines,
Latron Nights.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what happened. That's what happened. Like, Latron Nights said I should play with them. And then I got spotted at Jollibee by June Reyes. Yeah. And then I started doing all this funny things. And then I went to X Factor.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But masaya, diba?
Yes, it was amazing. Like, I love it. And it made me realize what you really want to do. Like, when you're stuck in one country for such a long time, you feel like you just want to do what everyone else is doing. Mm. But when you go somewhere else, you tend to find yourself and you'll be like, wow, this is what I really want to do. There's so much more opportunity out there. It's not just the NBA. It's not just the work industry. There's a lot of stuff that you want to do in different countries. And there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
And so what do you, have you got like tips or advice for Patty in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, man. Well, be you, bro. Mm. Like, seriously, that's something that stands out. Like, when I went to castings, a lot, I don't want to disrespect it, but
yeah.
A lot of things, a lot of people are shy.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of Brazilian, Japanese people up there, like really good looking people. Mm. So the way I saw myself to stand out in comparison to everybody else is I'm not 10 feet tall. I don't have the prettiest face. I feel like it's just my energy, and I feel like us as Australian people as well.
Mm. It's the vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We have a different vibe. We're just down to earth.
Yeah.
We're the land from down under. So I feel like, yeah, we just get out there and be you. And then, boom, you'll build an aura with yourself and the caster, and they'll be like, wow, this guy's sense of energy is amazing. And, you know, you can vibe off that. Like, I'm vibing off you right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling his energy, and it feels good.
And you to Michael with the basketball thing?
I've got a lot of contacts over there already. So, you know, I didn't know Michael before today.
Now you're best friends. Patty and Michael, mga Pilipino-Australianong magbabalik bayan.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I know balik bayan.
Maraming salamat.
Salamat
po.
Thank you.
See you guys.
See you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.